This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Stand up for your right.
This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Help me welcome to the program a man who has gotten up and stood up for his rights, that's for sure. Lowell Feld is the founder and the editor of RaisingCain.com, arguably one of the most notable, successful political blogs in the history of political blogging in the country and certainly in Virginia. Lowell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Coy?
Very good. I was telling folks earlier that you shocked your readers recently when you announced that you were hanging it up, and it was time to move on.
Yeah, I would put it another way. I would say mission accomplished. I think that, you know, it's been a great 4 years. When I started this blog back in the dark days, I guess you could say, from a Democratic perspective, right after John Kerry lost to George W. Bush in the end of 2004, I never really foresaw. I didn't even know if anyone ever would, frankly, ever even read the blog. And I certainly never foresaw the thing having any impact, but I hoped it might. And I think, you know, if you look back at the last few years, I think the blogosphere, broadly speaking, has grown tremendously and has had an impact. And I'm really proud and happy to have been a part of that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Lowell Feld of RaisingCain.com. Lowell recently announced that he was bringing RaisingCain.com to an end. You talk about the blogosphere, and I have to agree with you. It's very healthy. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that neither one of us like, but what's so great is that right, left, independent, green, libertarian, purple, you know, everybody's got a blog, and it's so wonderful to be able to go online now and read all these different perspectives, which I do every day, and you are to be thanked for a lot of that, for helping us in Virginia to get the ball rolling.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, one thing I definitely emphasize, I mean, is to run a blog like a Raising Cane type of blog at this level, it takes a lot of effort. It's basically a full-time job. I mean, I don't know if it was Woody Allen or who said it, but that success is 90% about perspiration, 10% inspiration. So that's what I would say. I worked really hard at this, and I think other bloggers do too. And the harder they work, I think they have a better chance they have of success. But this blog, I always intended to be a community blog, a group blog, and I think we achieved that. I had the opportunity to work for Jim Webb. That was quite an honor. We helped to raise $4 million for him online out of $8 million total. That was really exciting. And then, you know, I stuck with this through 2007. Democrats took back the state Senate in Virginia. We picked up 4 seats in the House, are now within striking distance there. And then this past year was just incredible, I mean, experience. We got on board with Obama after Iowa, and we threw everything we had into it. And, you know, he ended up winning Virginia by about a 2-1 margin. We then stayed Obama Central, as we called it, pretty much the rest of the year. And fought as hard as we could for Obama to win Virginia, which he ended up doing for the first time. Democrat won Virginia since 1964. So this has been an exciting, fun, fascinating 4 years for me.
Lowell Feld is the founder and the editor at RaisingCain.com and also the author of Net Roots Rising. Lowell, first some nuts and bolts here. What happens to the site and the thousands of pages that you've amassed on the website?
We're talking about that now. I mean, one thing about the blogosphere is once something's up on the blogosphere, on the internet, it doesn't really disappear because there's like internet archives and things like that. It's harder to get at the stuff, though. So we're talking about having an archive that's easily accessible of the everything that we've done and all the contributions that other people have made in terms of diaries and comments and all. So, and then there's definitely a lot of interest. You can see all the comments on my announcement that we're going to be closing up shop of other people to start up group and community blogs to try to have like Raising Cane Part 2 or whatever, or maybe something different. So I think there's going to be spin-offs, sort of like, you know, these TV series, like Happy Days. What was it? Rhoda? Oh, no, was that?
Or Bionic Woman from Bionic Man.
Bionic Man, Bionic Boy, whatever, you know. So we'll have, Raising Cane Boy or Raising Cane Woman or something like that.
So what are your plans?
Well, I'm looking for a, well, let me back up a little bit. When I got into this blogging thing, I never intended to make it a full-time permanent career. I had worked for the federal government for 17 years, and I continued to after I started the blog for a while. I worked in the international oil markets area, international energy security, international energy environmental issues that are related to energy production and consumption. So I'd like to work on those issues again. In the federal government, maybe for the Obama administration, maybe as a civil servant, maybe on the Hill, and so that's what I'm hoping to do now that Barack Obama is going to be our president. Democrats have control of the Congress. I think that we can really make some progress now on the things that I care about, and in these areas. So I'm very excited about the potential. I don't have anything lined up right now, but I am definitely looking. Move in that direction.
So Lowell Feld is my guest. So Lowell, give me your thoughts about the future of political blogging in Virginia, where it's come from and where you think it's going. Because, and we should tell folks right up front that Virginia is very unique in that we have elections every year. It's very different from all the other states. So if you want to blog about politics, this is definitely the place to do it.
Yeah, definitely. That was a lot of the reason why I got involved with Virginia. I hadn't, like I said, I was involved with international energy issues. I hadn't been focused on Richmond. I was focused on Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, much more than on Richmond, Virginia. But there are elections every single year in Virginia, and it's very different from other states in that way. So I think that's contributed to this thriving blogosphere we have here in Virginia. I also think that the Webb and Obama campaigns, 2006 and 2008, inspired tens of thousands of citizens to get involved in politics and start blogs and get involved on the ground in every different way. And I don't think they're going away. I don't think blogs are going away. I think new ones are going to pop up all the time. It's going to be really interesting to watch. But I see this as only, my title of my book, Netroots Rising. I think it's going to keep rising for ways to come now. Barack Obama raised $500 million this past cycle. A lot of that was online. He had millions of donors and millions of volunteers, a lot of whom were coordinated through his MyBarackObama.com, were going online and watching his videos on YouTube. Just fairly interesting. So anyway, as far as Virginia is concerned, I think people like Waldo Jakewiff and Vivian Page and Ben Tribbett and all of these bloggers out there are going to continue, and other ones are going to come along. And I think they're gonna keep it going. I think there's a need for it, and I think next year we have governor's race again here in Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. You were talking about raising money. It's interesting that the internet has, in a sense, brought about the campaign finance reform that the people who advocated for it have always wanted. They wanted the ability of the person that only had $20 to give to be able to make a difference, and the internet has made that possible.
Yeah, and that's what this is about. This is about ordinary people. This is not about fat cats. This is not about rich corporations. The Netroots, the blogosphere, the blogs, and whatever their faults are, they're the faults of the people because they are the people. They're citizens, journalists, they're citizen activists, and they're people giving $50, $100, whatever. It's pretty hard for someone giving $100 to own a politician, for $100. I don't think most politicians are that cheap. I think they take a little more to buy them than that. And when you have several million people giving $50 each or $100 each, it's highly unlikely that politician is going to be responsive only to, big corporation X.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's really healthy.
Yeah. Lowell, what would you ideally like to see that perhaps you haven't seen yet when it comes to blogging or the internet and politics?
I would like to see probably more of a cooperation and of the sort of top down. I think we saw it in the bottom in the Obama campaign, but more with the top down, the establishment, the Democratic establishment in Virginia specifically, with the bottom up. There is some both directions. I think some mistrust and some different perspectives, we'll put it that way, on life between people who have worked within the committee structure, maybe the Democratic committee structure, for years, versus newcomers coming into the system. And I mean, I'd like to see them working closely together. I think that we saw in the Obama campaign what that can mean, and it's very powerful potentially. And I'd like to see that in Virginia.
Lowell Feld, best of luck to you. Stay in touch. It's a heck of a run, my friend. And thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.